Jean will be the fourth hurricane to hit Florida in the past 6 weeks. Floridians are weary of the storms and the mess they leave behind, but those responsible for the cleanup counsel patience for the massive undertaking ahead. Robin Sussingham has this report from Lakeland, Florida.
Polk County marks the spot crossed by both hurricanes Charley and Francis in their opposite paths across the Florida peninsula. After each storm, residents dragged fallen limbs or shingles into great piles in front of their homes. In many cases, these mounds of palm fronds, tree branches, and rotting oranges are still waiting to be picked up, and people are tiring of seeing reminders of the storm's fury.
It's just turned our whole world upside down.
Judy Hare is walking her poodle AJ on a shady street of tidy houses and carefully nurtured lawns.
I have been very patient. I have called the correct numbers and was very nice. I didn't hang up on them. And I just told them that I had two big piles of debris. And I had an orange tree that fell down. So now all my oranges that were on the tree are dead. The children have been having fun throwing them in the street, which I took care of that. But now I have mosquitoes.
Thousands of people across the state share Hare's frustrations. Officials are reporting an avalanche of calls each day. But local governments like Polk County were simply blindsided by the enormity of the twin disasters. Jim Freeman is the county official in charge of Polk's hurricane cleanup.
Having not gone through one of these before, just the sheer magnitude of it has just been something that's really overwhelming.
The storms left more than 1 million cubic yards of rubbish in their wake and a cost to the county of $22 million. Though most of that will be reimbursed by the state and federal government, it still means the county will have to postpone big-ticket projects like a new financial technology system it was hoping to buy this year. But if hurricane cleanup is expensive for the government, it's a boon to those who can haul away the trash. Jason Drew of Lakeland is bringing a trailer of debris to the county landfill.
Saw the opportunity to make some good money and bought a trailer and a truck and just start hauling. Yeah. You can average, I know some people making $1,000 a day doing this.
Men arrived from all over the South to help clean up after hurricanes Charley and Francis. Now officials in the Florida Peninsula look nervously at the Panhandle, where the state's third hurricane in 5 weeks took its toll on Pensacola. They fear debris haulers may think there's easier money to be made from the fresh devastation of Ivan. Jason Drew.
From what I understand, a lot of crews, cleanup crews, have gone and moved up there, but there's still plenty of work down here.
Drew pulls up to a tower where monitors look into his trailer and tell him it's 95% full of debris. Drew thinks he'll make about $65 on the load. He's anxious to get back out and pick up more.
I believe the purpose of this is to pick up as much as you can and quick.
The monitors give him a ticket, which he'll give to his boss in order to get paid. This step is part of the extensive paper trail required by FEMA. The Federal Emergency Agency will reimburse 3/4 or more of the local government's costs, but the counties have to follow a complex and lengthy set of rules. Officials say all this bureaucracy slows down the cleanup, but it's necessary. Buddy Young is the project manager for Crowder Gulf, an Alabama-based company charged with debris removal in Polk and many other storm-ravaged counties. Young is on his cell phone while on his way to survey Pensacola area damage from Ivan. He has this to say to Floridians sick of the debris.
American people, I guess, are spoiled. They want everything to be back to normal in a few days, and there's probably close to 1 million yards of debris out there. And, I think people should just be thankful that the government will clean this up. You know, the government could just as easy say, it's your debris in your yard, you figure out what to do with it.
Young also defends his company's record against critics who say there aren't enough trucks on the road and they aren't moving fast enough.
It's not the type of situation where you can just turn a bunch of guys loose with trucks and say, go out there and gather this stuff up and haul it away. There's no magic to it.
Young echoes county officials in pleading for patience. And residents will need it. Freeman says the hurricane trash will probably not disappear until Thanksgiving. For NPR News, I'm Robin Sussingham in Lakeland, Florida.